They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Annabry kicks to Buddy Franklin, leads up and takes his first possession. Oh, he gets the jeers already. What's he done? He done nothing.
The skipper from 53 makes pretty good contact. He struck it oh so sweetly. First to Frio.
Off to Bird, just injected into the game to McVeigh. He kicks to the pocket. Franklin, can he mark? No, he can't. Good effort down there by McFarlane. He was able to spoil the contest. Franklin goes back and shoulders him. It's a little bit going on. He's been some niggle, as Belly has said, for a while. Pavlich goes to ground. Richards over the top of him. Ball out the back. Picked up by Main. Hand pass to Subin. Brushes the tackle and threads the major opening. What a goal to Fremantle. Goal of the round right there.
Ground level. It was De Boer who's wearing a low cut number, like
the J-Lo dress of a few years back. Very deep cut in the cleavage.
So Manny De Boer has now got a new jumper. Physio's just taken that out to him.
Took his time getting it back on, too. De Boer, I reckon.
He doesn't mind the rig, obviously.
He's a beautiful kick, Paul Duffield, over 85% kicking efficiency. Will he lay it up?
No, he's laying it up. And here comes Clark with the big leap and the big mark! We can see it coming from a long way, Boris. Now, finish the equation, they say. 25 out, kicks, and steers it home. Back-to-back goals to Fremantle.
He needs to go back and kick the goal. He's got to kick it from 50 metres.
It's an unguarded goal square. The captain realises that. Gives a massive roost.
Yes!
And there's purple going everywhere.
Here is the kick by Buddy. And he's nailed it. He's celebrating. So 2 goals, 2 for Franklin. Rowan, the pass to Franklin was too hot. Went through his fingers to Bird. Bird's hooked on goal. That's magnificent. That's one of the goals of the year.
Rangel showed his fingers flex back when the ball hit it, but again, it's difficult to tell.
You go with umpire's original call?
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
He's touched it. Touch, so it's a point. So that'll be a point. So
I don't have a whole lot of confidence, though, Carl.
Well,
they can sometimes get these ones wrong.
No, he's got
there
it.
There we go.
There you go. So it's not a magnificent goal. It's a magnificent point.
It was a good call, though.
Thank you. Here's the ball kicked in there by Hannabry. Up they go. Now they come. Sandy. Juggle, 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 juggle. Yes. And he's happy. Pushed it off. Big hand pass out to McFarlane. Cross to Hill. Defensive 50 for Fremantle. Hill then kicks. And kicks it long, but straight to the Swans with 4 seconds on the clock. And that may be enough as the ball comes in high. Siren sounds. And that is the end of the third stanza of play, dominated by Sydney. So the margin is 9 points. And Port won by 8. So
five
in the air. What a grab.
That's an amazing mark. So important too. Massive contested mark. It's a fair bailout option, isn't it?
Grundy, the ball spoilt by Ibbotson, coming to Main. This to shut the deal and shut the door on Sydney, and he's done just that. Glenn Hall Knight and the Fremantle Football Club have done it in style in what was a real arm wrestle.
A very, very good win by Fremantle in the end. It came a lot harder than what I expected. I crowed far too early. Well done to the Swans for making it a contest.